T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think, you know, early on, Kyer and Christian were out there and looked like, again, they're playing on opposite sides, so but it looked like they were holding their own out there and doing some good things and taking what they practiced to the game field, which was good to see. And then you saw Blackshear at the end. I mean, he gave us some juice. He was different. And so all the way through the game, rookies were making contributions. TB had the touchdown there on defense, which was fun to watch. And so, yeah, overall looked good.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Good morning. Jeremy White, Jody Biasi. How are you today? And we're taking your calls, 803-0550. What's your thought about the first preseason game? You know, throwing in a take here and there as you can, while also trying to maintain the preseason pledge, which I did tweet out the updated version over the weekend, Joe, of the preseason pledge, if you'd like to take it. Would everyone like to take this pledge right now with me? You don't have to. I'll give it to you. You decide if you want to stamp your...
I want to reread it real quick before doing it, but I think I have in the past.
It says, I, state your name, do solemnly swear before the football deities and Mother Momentum and Father Time that I shall not take any serious evaluation out of the preseason. No interceptions, nor touchdowns, nor vanilla schemes, no play calls, no scoreboards, nor killer instinct. I shall hope to only come out injury-free and toss everything else aside into the burning fire of Football Mountain's molten volcano of takes and wait for the start of real football. I have made a quick asterisk on this. This does not apply to gods like punt, or punts.
It does not apply to punts.
Does not apply to how far a man can kick a football. Hmm. That's real. You kick a field goal from 90 yards in the preseason, that counts. You kick a field goal, a punt, but the rest of it, penalties. Today, right now on SportsCenter, the Cowboys committed 17 penalties in their first preseason game. Are they worried? The Bengals gave up a bunch of sacks to the Cardinals. Uh-oh. Like, it's just... Mm-hmm. You know, you take what you can get out of it. You hope to come out healthy. The Bills did that. Healthy. One down, two to go. And reality is probably one to go for most of their starters. That we, I don't want to say we don't care about some of them, but the big names. Not a lot played against Indianapolis. And I would expect not a lot to play against Denver. You know, here's the preseason. The Bills can... They've got 9 wins in a row, and I think it's important to point out, you know, those guys that play in the game, sure they want to win. A.J. McCarron's comeback against the Bears stands out, and his comments about that, they traded him right afterwards. But is Frank Reich worried? He played his starting defense and some of his starting offense, his quarterback at least. Did they get a glimpse into their seasons falling apart? I don't think so at all.
No.
I mean, they might lose to the Bills on their best day anyway.
Is there a cycle too here where that maybe even it's been created before? If you play well in the preseason, we're ready for the season and we're looking good, we're fired up. And if you look bad in the preseason as well, it's only the preseason.
Yes, that's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
So it's best
to tell you all you need to know about how much stock you take in it.
Yeah.
The Bills got beat 40-0 yesterday. Would we sound any different today?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't want to. I don't think I would either.
I wouldn't.
Some people might. Depends how it would look, I guess.
The only thing about the preseason, the games that are different than practice, is in practice, no matter what happens, like the blue and red scrimmage or the blue and red practice, when they do the blue and red, you're always happy. An interception is good. because the defense made the interception.
Right.
A touchdown is good because the offense scored the touchdown. Your offense against your defense, no matter what happens, on some level it's good.
Right.
When you throw an interception, well, now the Colts defense got that one, so that's obviously not as good. So, you know, it is what it is. I do think there are some battles, some things to watch. Sal mentioned Isaiah Hodgins and Jake Kumerow, who's going to win that roster spot. Maybe Hodgins can push him out. Kumerow had a big fumble. It's the kind of thing these football coaches, you know, they're going to care about. And Hodgins, if they want a little more depth on the outside, he's a guy they've drafted and slowly developed, and the head coach flat out praised him individually. So, you know, there are things to learn, but, you know, penalties, you went through the guys that committed the penalties, turnovers, just not focused on it too much. And each year, it's you know, it's like we all warm up our football take part of our brain, so we just throw some takes out there. All that said, you know, if there's something you had, you can join us and give us a call. 803-0550. We'll go to Curtis. Curtis, good morning. You're on WGR.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great.
Good.
You know what? You were just saying your football take. Deion warmed up my football take, his what he just said. And I didn't hear that till this morning. I would love to have a cup of coffee with him and ask him, based on what he said, did you change the game? Did you make an impact? And not changing, having to change the color of his jacket. Then shouldn't Steve and Deion have the same color jacket today? Because Steve changed the game. He made an impact. The game plan for him. Watch out for number 89. But yet, he's not in. And, well, as soon as I decided to think about that, listening to him. And I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Curtis. You're talking about, we played a clip, Deion Sanders talking about too many guys in the Hall of Fame, and you should only be in if you change the game. It does get to be a tough term to really nail down, right? Like,
yeah.
Trying to think of a Hall of Famer I want to bring up here.
That changed the game?
Did they all change the game? Did Jim Kelly change the game? Did Dan Marino? Did John Elway? Did every single Hall? Did Troy Aikman? Did they all change it?
No.
Or were they all great?
They were all great.
Yeah. Maybe not Aikman for, you know.
thank you.
I don't get that one for you.
That's a good
but
correction.
But did Barry Sanders change the game, or was he just great? I mean, did other running backs try?
How many guys changed the game?
Sure. How many guys really changed it? That's harder to do. Did Deion Sanders change it? When you use that phrase, I think we all know what you mean. Lawrence Taylor. There's one that probably did, right? Change the game. You know, like, different guys have different...
Did Jerry Rice change the game, or was he just the best receiver who ever played? At, like, doing it the way other guys do it. Just right. He was better at it.
Right. There are guys that have, indeed, changed the game, and some of them weren't Hall of Famers.
I might even want to put... You mentioned Barry Sanders. Like, when you said him, I thought you were going to go the other way on that. That, like, him... I didn't watch him live, but reversing field the way he did and, like, the aggression that he ran the ball with, like, in terms of, like, which direction he was going and the juking ability, I don't know, like, maybe that was someone that could have done it that way, but that shouldn't be the minimum requirement for me. That, like, because there's going to be 10 guys in the Hall of Fame.
Well...
And I don't want as many guys that are in there now, but 10 to 20 or whatever, like, that's... It's not what I think you should be going on. It's just that strictly.
Right. And on Steve Tasker, real quickly, like, I don't think the reason Steve is not in is because he wasn't good enough at what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think the voters just don't value that specific job enough. Right?
Yeah. Clearly. Because we're in Buffalo, so I don't know if there's another name to debate here, but... Isn't he always referred to as the greatest special teams player of all time?
I mean, is Matthew Slater going to get in? He's the best special teams player probably in the NFL of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't expect him to get in.
I think Tasker being in is definitive proof that they don't value it.
Yeah.
Because if they did, he'd be in. He would have been in a while ago
right,
if they did.
Right. So I don't think it's a personal thing or anything about his ability or his contribution. I think they think the contribution isn't enough. And on the change the game point, I think this is kind of an interesting conversation. Like, think of the quarterbacks of today and how important it is to be mobile. Who are the guys that changed it to be that way? Fran Tarkenton, Steve Young, Randall Cunningham.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick's not in the Hall of Fame.
And he shouldn't be.
No, but he definitely changed the game.
Yeah.
So sometimes that phrase, I think, can be, again, like we all know what it means, but not everybody that's in there changed it.
Does Dion think he did?
Like, you know, he probably thinks, and I would
he probably
say
he thinks he did.
I think he's on the short list. He probably did. He was the, I mean, you might even say just from the prime time, the flair, the personality.
Yeah.
The punt, high stepping, punt returns, highlight reel, pick six. I mean, he locked down a side of the field. He's an absolutely an all-time great.
Yeah.
When you think about change the game, here's a, like Dick LeBeau. There's a guy that he changed the game. Zone blitzing schemes. Like, yeah. You know, if you invent something, Bill Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy. Did it. Not every coach changes it as much as he did, but
I don't want to rail against Dick Vermeil, but that's just how that guy's in the Hall of Fame. Like, something's got to change. Like, I'm not. Did he invent something that I don't know of about coaching and scheme or whatnot? 500, six playoffs out of 15 seasons and one Super Bowl. Just poof. And the number that you rattled off to me, I don't remember if this was on air or not, the guys that got in the Hall of Fame, the amount of guys that got in the last 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
Like 36 guys?
36 guys have made it in the last 16 months, which is about as many as made it in the 70s.
I mean, maybe the Hall of Famers themselves might be beginning to realize this. It's kind of a business, right? Like, it's... who are the guys that are going to get people to come here and buy tickets and they're mm-hmm. going to be interested in? And like, we're a business here, like the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, you know, Eli Manning is always the guy for me for this. If the voters decided, I guess it's the voter, so it's a little bit different than like if the organization itself was deciding who was in and out. But they'll want Eli Manning in, even if they might think, in their heart of hearts, he was never one of the best quarterbacks in football when he was playing, as he deserved to be in here. The more valuable piece to them will be, we put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame, how much attention gets drawn to it, how much time it gets spent on TV, how many fans come to watch his enshrinement ceremony, because they were huge Giants fans.
Yeah. For me, and it's tough, you know, the afternoon show did the Hall of Fame rejection committee, which I loved as a thing to kick people out one by one. There are plenty of people in the hall, any hall, hockey Hall of Fame, football Hall of Fame, that you don't remember, you didn't see. I'm older than you. There are plenty of guys in the Hall of Fame I never saw play.
Yeah.
The guy that I did see play, I don't say like this is the first guy for me where it's like, oh, that's not right. Curtis Martin should not be in the Hall of Fame. I watched Curtis Martin play a lot.
Yeah. No?
Played a lot of years. Carried the ball a lot. I don't know why he's in the Hall of Fame. But that's the thing. Like, that's, everybody's got their own opinion, and there's always going to be a what? Who? Okay. I watched that guy play, and I guess he's in. You know, that's mine. I'm sure that there'll be a guy. Now that we're where we are now, if Philip Rivers gets in,
yeah,
there'll be people that think, really? If he goes in, you got six other quarterbacks that got to go ahead of him. Eli is your guy. Matt Ryan. What if Matt Ryan wins a bunch of games with the Colts, goes to one more Super Bowl? Is he getting in? And Matt Ryan's numbers on like these Hall of Fame meters are pretty close.
Yeah, he's like going to be when his career is over, he's going to be like top five in everything.
Is Matthew Stafford going to make the Hall of Fame? I think he is. Now that he's got a Super Bowl, he's going to put up a couple more monster number seasons.
I think I looked this up right after he won the Super Bowl. He is tracking towards being. He has a shot at being the NFL's all-time passer by the time he's done. I mean, he's certainly in if he does that.
Yep.
But I think he'd have to play till he'd have to play till 40 and almost maintain what he's been doing the last 5 years to get there. But yeah, I think Stafford's in. I think he won a Super Bowl and he's probably going to have a couple more really nice years with the Rams. So that's factored into it. If he ended his career right now, is he in? Maybe the answer is no.
No, I don't think he's in.
But he's 32, and he's got 4 years minimum maybe coming up with a great Rams team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that on its own should probably be enough to get him in, assuming that it'll go well for him in the next 4 years or whatever.
Continue connecting with our fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelbert and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. AJ in Orchard Park, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad. I just had two thoughts. One was on Matt Ariza's actually first hold. If you check it out on slow motion, he catches the ball, laces are in, and he turns it out. So I guess that was the one thing I was checking out in preseason.
Okay.
You mentioned this, Joe. There's one bad snap.
There was one bad snap that he picked up off the dirt, and then I thought it was laces out. So maybe I'll have to watch it back to just to double check. But
anyway, AJ, go ahead. Yeah. You had something else?
Yeah. I wish you can adjust for inflation when you're looking at stats. So, you know, passing yards obviously are increasing as you go on. So Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, huge numbers. But
yep.
If you could adjust for inflation, and Super Bowls would count as, I guess, more now because it's harder to make it to the Super Bowl and win it this day and age.
Just with more teams, you mean?
Yeah, more teams, more injuries, more games, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford, by the way, one Pro Bowl.
Thanks, AJ.
In
one,
his career.
One Pro Bowl.
One Pro Bowl. Is that going to be a thing where, like...
Mac Jones, one Pro Bowl.
One Pro Bowl, right. Tyrod Taylor, one Pro Bowl. Trevor Siemian, ooh, I don't know if he counts. I know he turned down a Pro Bowl invite once.
I don't think I can ever count the Pro Bowl.
No, I don't think I want to either, but I feel like it would be something that gets mentioned.
Do you only get it on your resume if you go, or if you turn it down, are you a Pro Bowler?
That's what. Let me look up Siemian, because every year the Pro Bowl comes around, I tweet out the image. There's the picture of a headline: Trevor Siemian turns down invitation to Pro Bowl. And if I go to his Pro Football Reference page,
he regrets that
he does not have a Pro Bowl appearance. Yeah, it's Trevor Siemian. Go to the Pro Bowl.
Right. You should. You could have a jersey in your house that's a Pro Bowl jersey with a name on it.
You can introduce yourself forever as Pro Bowl quarterback Trevor Siemian.
That's right.
Like you're not going to the Hall of Fame, dude. Like you're not gonna aspire to be Hall of Famer Trevor Siemian. You're not gonna do better than Pro Bowl quarterback Trevor Siemian. Stafford, by the way, I looked up. So I found this tweet. He's 34 right now. On his current pace. When he would retire and where he would land on the all-time passing list. At 37, he'd finish 7th. If he goes to 40, he would get to 2nd all-time in the passing list. If he goes to 42 at his current pace, he'd be 1st all-time. So probably not going to get a good shot at 1st. But he could finish his career 2nd all-time in passing. And even if he's got one Pro Bowl appearance, if he finishes 2nd all-time in passing, isn't he in the Hall of Fame with a Super Bowl championship?
I think so. Sometimes, you know, we started this conversation in the Hall of Fame on change the game. Another way people like to use what's it supposed to be is, can you tell the story of the game without this person? And the answer to that for a lot of Hall of Famers is like, definitely yes. I could tell the story of football without Michael Irvin. But... you know, he's in the Hall of Fame. He was a first ballot Hall of Fame guy. You know,
Durham's first ballot?
First or second. I thought he was first. Maybe not. He's a guy that, to our last caller about inflation, I mean, Michael Irvin's numbers, back then, he was one of the best. Right now, doesn't stack up. Doesn't have the stat line that would make you say, wow, definite Hall of Famer. But if you watched him play, you know, he was a big part of that team, obviously, and one of the premier receivers in the league for a good stretch.
Do you know how well do you know the list of first ballot Hall of Famers? I think you have it on Irvin. Irvin was in 2005.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like that should be a pretty exclusive club? First ballot Hall of Famers?
Sure.
And there have been, let me make sure I have this list right. 2021. This past year, this might be the wrong list. I've got 4 first ballot Hall of Famers last year. Charles Woodson, Peyton Manning, Calvin Johnson, Jared Allen.
Those are all, I mean.
Jared Allen hasn't gotten in. Okay, so let me get the right list.
Those are first year eligible?
That maybe it's first year eligible that I'm looking at, yeah. Patrick Willis, Reggie Wayne, Troy Polamalu the year before. Reggie Wayne's not in. Okay, let me get back to this.
All right. 803-0550. Hey, is your garage door ugly? Win a brand new door from Clopay. Enter for your chance to win the Hamburg Overhead Door Ugliest Garage Door Contest. A grand prize winner will be picked on September 2nd. Enter by Sunday, the 28th at WGR550.com. 803-0550 to be a part of the show. I'm actually taking off a little early today. Joe's in the rest of the way. Extra points on the way with Sal. What do you got, a Jets guest coming up at 9 o'clock?
Brian Costello at 9 o'clock.
Boy, let me tell you, that Zach Wilson, that 24 hours, that his knee was maybe bad.
Yeah.
I mean, how big of a bullet do they dodge there, waiting another year to learn anything about Zach Wilson? To me, that's the biggest thing.
I think that's the bullet you dodged.
That you didn't have to wait. You're going to get to see him this year.
Right.
I mean, it's not like their season was going up in flames.
Well, like the coach and GM, I'll talk about this with Brian at 9. It feels like with him healthy, couldn't they get a second crack at a quarterback?
Yes.
Maybe not a rookie. Like, maybe they don't get that much time, but if they want to go sign Kirk Cousins
Garoppolo
next offseason, couldn't they do that? Like, sure. But if Wilson gets hurt, it's you kill a year, however best you can, and then
you come back next year.
And it's Zach Wilson or bust for you.
And all the same questions are still there.
Yeah.
So that's the bullet they dodged. All right, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to be a part of it here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.